From the Lighthouse Chapel International in Georgetown, Guyana, Bishop Victor Collins Osabre will inspire you with rare teachings from the Word of God to love the Lord and to do your best for Him. Discover how God can change your life and ministry forever. Now listen to Victor Collins Osabre.
Is that greatly multiplied thy sorrow and thy conception, and any sorrow thou shalt bring forth children. So two sorrows, double sorrow. So if you're a woman, you have to fight sorrow. Sorrow is something you have to fight. Amen. Is that Cornell? Wow, wonderful. What else? The curse. The curse. By the curse by Noah, right? The curse by Noah. That is what Noah said to his son. He said, and he said, cursed be Canaan, a servant of servants shall he be unto his brethren. And what's the curse number four? The curse on Israel, isn't it? But it shall come to pass that if thou wilt not hearken unto the voice of the Lord thy God, to observe to do all his commandments and his statutes, which I commanded thee this day, that all these curses shall come upon thee and overtake thee. This is not the overtaking we dance with. This overtake, you can't dance with it. So overtake. This overtake. You won't be happy with this overtake. Amen. What's the next curse? The curse on those who hate Israel. The Bible says that those who hate Israel, God will also hate them. Now, tonight, we want to move on. I'd wanted to start dealing with the curse of Ham, who is the son of Noah. But I feel it is right to... It's your disco lights. I can't see well. But I feel that we have to look at something before, because the curse of Ham will be a great blessing to you. Do you get it? Because when we come to the curse of Ham, you understand what I'm talking about. You understand what I'm talking about. But before that, Proverbs chapter 26 and verse 2. Proverbs chapter 26 and verse 2. Are you with me? Proverbs chapter 26 and verse 2. This is the church where the pastor isn't afraid to say anything, you know. So if you are not used to us, don't worry, you get used to us. It's like Corilla. It's bitter, but it's good for you. The Bible says that as the bird by wandering, and as the swallow by flying, so the curse, causeless, Anita McLean, causeless shall not come. The bird, or as the bird by wandering, and the swallow by flying, so the curse, causeless, shall not come. The bird does not fly for anything. When a bird is flying, they're flying for something. When you see a bird, some birds migrate, you know. Some birds can fly all the way from Africa to South America in a particular season. They fly, they migrate. They are like, you know, Guyanese who are looking for a better place to stay and live. They also do that. So the Bible says that the bird as he wanders, and then the swallow, which is also a type of bird, by flying. The bird doesn't go up for nothing. Otherwise, he'll be on the ground. The Bible says that, so the same reason why a bird does not just take up or go up for nothing is the same reason why a curse does not come without a cause. It means that when somebody is cursed, or when a curse is operating, then there is a cause. There's a reason why the curse is there. In other words, Curses have legal rights when they are operating. Yeah. Overtake. So, for example, when you go to jail, you go and visit your relative in jail, and you say, I command you in the name of Jesus to come out of this jail. I'm sure it'll be very nice for the person to say, yes, receive it. I receive it. 1, 2, 3. They won't come out of the jail. Why? Because the person did something. They went before the magistrate. They went through the case. And the magistrate pronounced a sentence on this individual. It is a legal binding declaration. And because of the sentence, the person has been put behind bars for 9 years, for 10 years. So when you go there 6 months later, you can't go and say, the Bible says, whatever I loose shall be loosed. I loose the chains of this jail right now. I command it to walk free. He whom the Son sets free, the Bible says is free indeed. Share. People are not in jail because somebody hates them. In a bad country, sometimes like ours, you can be in jail for the wrong reason. Even sometimes in America and these developed countries. Sometimes after many years, then they discover that, oh, they did a DNA, something, that was not a guy. So people go to jail mostly or predominantly because they have done something. So even though we are teaching you about how to neutralize curses, you have to understand that people sometimes don't connect why they are cursed. And if you don't know why you are cursed, sometimes it's a little difficult to break out of it. Because curses the curses just don't come upon people. You understand what I'm talking about? The Bible is saying that curses don't come without a cause. Adam was not cursed because God didn't have anything to say. No, Adam did something and the Bible says it clearly. And unto Adam he said, because, it's not an undeserved statement. Because thou hast hearkened unto the voice of thy wife and hast eaten. You see, listen to your wife is not bad per se, but if you listen to your wife to disobey God. Have you seen the new book? The Beauty, the Beast and the Pastor? Please download a sample. You have a sample? And I have a sample? Are you reading it? Ah! There's not a book like that in this world. Never. I've not seen any book like that. The Beauty, the Beast, and the Pastor. He said, thou shalt not, he said, of which I commanded thee, thou shalt not eat of it. He said, well, Adam say, oh God, you're a wicked God. Why do you? No, you can't say anything. Because what is being said, it is exactly what has happened. So the curse is a deserving curse. You see, otherwise you don't understand even why you need to give your life to Christ. The Bible says, all have sinned. Because of Adam, all of us are sinners. So if you sit down and you wonder, why should I give my life to Christ? Why should I allow Jesus to come into my heart? Why should I go to church? I don't like church. No, you are a fool if you speak like that. Because you don't know that there's a curse on your life that you don't understand that there was a cause for it. You don't understand that sin has come upon you because of the curse of Adam. I see, we don't realize our state sometimes that we are sinners. The curse on Eve came about because she influenced her husband wrongly. Genesis 3 verse 12. So it wasn't like God didn't like Eve and after he created her, she realized that she was an ugly woman. So he had started saying some ugly things to her. No. Verse 12. And the man said, "The woman whom thou gavest to me to be with me, she gave me of the tree, and I did eat." And the Lord said unto the woman, "What is this that thou hast done?" And the woman said, "The serpent beguiled me." This is the beginning of people finding faults with others and not with themselves. This is the time where people started to be irresponsible, unaccountable. The beginning of non-accountability. Anytime we ask somebody, "Is you?" Say, "Not me." "Now you who?" When you go down to the bottom of the thing, it's you. Ashana, who else? If it's not you, it's you. People like to give explanations. So when I get people like that, when I'm talking to people like that, I laugh. And I tell them, "So what? It's me?" When people sit in front of me and I ask something and they begin to talk, try to write an essay, and I say, "Full stop. What are you trying to say? That what I'm asking, there's no point in it? That I don't understand what's going on? Me and you, who doesn't understand what's going on?" Answer the question well. Did you or did you not? It's a yes or no. It's not, "Oh yeah, that's human beings." It's never a straight path because of this one here. Adam said, "The woman you gave me." The woman said, "It's a snake." And the snake was very stubborn. It couldn't find anybody to tell that somebody who sent me. And verse 16 of that same chapter says, "Unto the woman he said, I will greatly multiply thy sorrow and thy conception. In sorrow thou shalt bring forth children, and thy desire shall be to thy husband, and he shall rule over thee." Again, the woman cannot say that, "Why did God curse me to be pregnant for 9 months? I had wanted to be pregnant only for 2 weeks and I'll finish." 9 days, even 24 hours. So I can give, if 24 hours, people would have given birth to 2,800 children. Oh. I tell you. Those of you who have plenty of children already. Alicia and Carletta. Where's Carletta? Where's Carletta? Patricia, beautiful Patricia. I'm sure you have had about 294 by now. Thank you. Yeah, 300. If people were to get pregnant and give birth after 24 hours, I tell you. But now, even two people don't want two. Because they say, "I think two is okay." Or even one. Don't give one. One is not good. Because God forbid if something bad happens to the one, what happened to you? And so you should sow plenty seeds. Because it's not all the seeds that, you know. Hallelujah. In Genesis chapter 9, verse 24. So remember that whatever you may observe, it has a cause. One of the things is, I have tried to kind of understand why the culture in Guyana is very different, and not just different, but almost very negative to some other cultures. Why will the ladies not want to marry before having children? Why will the men not marry the ladies before they, you know, it's something. It's very common. You get it. And And I don't think that we can sit down and say that it's just people do, like do what they want to do. Oh? It is too much for it to be just people just want to be free. Or people just want to, people are just, it's a choice. People are just, you know, doing what they want to do. I think it's too much to just make a very, if you want to call it, trivial comment about. The Bible says, and Noah awoke from his wine and knew what his younger son had done unto him. And then he said, cursed. The man is not just speaking because he doesn't have any more words to say. He said, cursed be Canaan. And he says, Canaan will be a servant of servants unto his brothers. Now, just like I brought up why people just get pregnant. And for many of us in the church, it has happened to us. Children without a husband. Some are child fathers, some are child mothers. And you are not the first though. Your great grandmother was like that. You just didn't meet her, but she was like that. Cry. The man who impregnated your great grandmother didn't marry her. So it's not a picture that is so light. It's not a picture that you can look at and just ignore. Now, I've asked a few people and a few people have given reasons, but I think the one that I probably will believe a bit more, even though it's not in the Bible, is that somebody once told me that the men were kept on the plantations. The plantations, the cane estates. So the men will live on the estate and the women will stay at home. So what happens is that the slave masters will release the men on the weekends and then they will come home. So that is when intercourse takes place. And after the weekend, they have to go because Basman, Carling. So then what happens is that from that time, because slave trade also is a curse, you know. There's a lot of things that happened during that time. A lot of demonic things were done, demons, all kinds of, you know, evil things were done in those era and those periods, those times. So then what happened was that men now got used to just come in and go. Because that's how that generation were treated. So the women were left alone with their pregnancy and taking care of their children, not by their choice, but because the man could not get a chance from the white man to come and be with them and stay with them. They never were married. How can you marry? You just come and then you go. Some girlfriend, if you've watched Django, is it Django? Is it Rich? Is it Django? It's Django Unchained, right? This guy, what's his name? Jamie Foxx. Is that about the slave movie? Yeah. It's Django Unchained. If you watch it before, was he married to the girl? He was not married to the girl, but was somebody that he loved, isn't it? I'm glad you remember the movie. So he was in love with a girl, but he was not married to her. And they were separated. So that gave birth to a spirit that men will just come and touch you and then just leave you. But you look at it too. Since Kofi's time, how many hundred years of that are that? Thank you, Vanna. A hundred of years. That thing is still working. There's a cost to it. And we have to realize and understand that if we don't rise up and use wisdom, we cannot neutralize this curse over our lives. You see, it's a curse that is flowing. It's flowing. You can take yourself out. Some people cannot. But you have to decide what you want to do. That's how God brings the church to as early as you are. Some of you 12, some of you 13. Some of you have already made a mistake, which is not a problem. God loves you anyway. But he's giving some people the chance again in their teenage years to try and escape that curse.
Yeah.
So I get very worried when, even in the church, that's when some guys are trying to look for some girls. And then they are trying to hide it and go behind people's back and doing things. I mean, you are trying to bring that same thing that is out there, you know, because there's a particular young girl who, I don't want to mention her name, she's out because of that. She was here, she was in the church, working hard, was in the choir, moving around, around, and some idiots. But you see, it's also because of the girls. It's the girls' their fault. They like idiots. And for all you know, the girl's stomach is big. And they start to come to church together. When you see them, they are coming together. Meanwhile, they don't live in the same house, but they are coming together. And after you give birth, both of them are not around anymore. Only God knows where they are and what problems they are going through. But they met each other in the church. So it's like, even in a church, if you don't take care and use your head, and you give them 3-4 years. You think it's easy for somebody to marry you when you are not in a church? Oh, you don't understand what I'm trying to say? You should ask those who have had child fathers for years outside the church. Ah, the word marriage does not even come. I mean, when it comes, there's almost like a force that opposes that. How many people really say, I want to marry you today? How many? Ask yourself, ask around. How many unbelieving husbands, how many unbelieving men would say that, you know what, I love you, I want to honor you, I want to marry you, let's go to the church and let me marry. A few, if at all. Few. Yeah, few good men. If there's, is there any other word than few that I can use? What? Minute. These are minute men. Yeah, it's true. Outside the church? To be married outside the church? Hey, you have to be lucky. I say you have to be lucky. Yeah. I can tell you how many people married in this church. If it wasn't the church, they wouldn't have been married. That's one. It's true. Because you are still in the church and you are still not even married. Right after church, you go to your child father. Right here. It's like the curse is working. You have not been able to neutralize it because you are not using wisdom. One. Where are they? Married in a church. Two. Three. Yeah. Four. Five. Six. Where are they? Seven. Eight. Stacy, you're not raising your hand. When some man left you heartbroken, it was Jesus. I tell you. So if you think that coming to the church is useless, you rather don't know what it is. After just securing a place in heaven, there are so many benefits in coming to church, I tell you. Because the guy you meet out there will never marry you. He will never marry you. Oh, yeah. They'll marry you. Yeah.
They'll promise you, Peter lover, where is he now? That's the question you ask yourself. Gone. Yeah. Calvin, did you marry in this church? Every day you pass, you see him at the back here. Every day he's at the back there. Every day he's be at the back there. One day he decided, you know what, man, this thing we got. You see, that something will talk to you in the church. As you're in the church, something will speak to you. One day you say, you know what, I gotta do this thing. It takes the Holy Ghost, you know. If you're out there, oh please. No, as I'm preaching, I can see several women who has been in this church with fellas who have not married them up to today. I see you. Yeah. She's not mine this year, right here. Right here, after your love, after your time, after your patience, after your nursing, going to Georgetown Hospital, how many months? And when they get better, forget all the hard work. Hey, I see you. So when you see the things that is going on here, you have to use Jiggy. You have to use your head, oh. Wisdom. It is not prayer. The curse. Is it one day I called Bishop about something that I discovered in my family. So I called him and I asked him, what should I do? You know what Bishop said? Bishop, he laughed. I was surprised he was laughing at my serious question. And then he said something. He said, Collins, think about this. If somebody sets a trap for you, do you pray or you use strategies to avoid the trap? If you are trying to cross the road and somebody is speeding, coming, do you pray and go? You are a very fantastic Christian to pray and go. No, you look at the car coming, eh? And then you say, you know what? So no, let me let this car pass. You don't say, Father, I declare and decree that I shall not die but live. Then declare, you'll be in heaven instantaneously. You'll be in heaven, I tell you. You die. So Bishop said, don't worry, don't be afraid. Pray to God for wisdom. So that wherever you see the devil trying to trick you into something, let the wisdom of God guide you to avoid. You see, even rats. Rats don't pray. They can come and eat the thing on your trap and still go. The Bible says, my soul has escaped from the snare of the fowler. Oh, enough animals get enough. Even mosquito got enough sense to come into your net. The net does not prevent the mosquito to come and suck your blood. You think the mosquito prays, oh Lord God, this blood tonight. Lord, I have been flying all over. I see this black woman lying down in this net. Lord, I pray that you make a way like you made a way in the Red Sea. So I can go in and suck some blood tonight. The Bible says you give me the desires of my heart. Lord, I want to suck some blood tonight. Hey. And then the net will bust. I beg you. Mosquito will come. Will wait when your hand goes to the end of it. They'll bite you. And you wake up in the morning, you see all kind of bumps. You say, what? What? He was waiting. Whether he had 10 eyes or 8 eyes, he was waiting, was watching. And then one day when he did wee, he saw your hand. He said, hey! To God be the glory, great things he has done. Bite you. Yeah. Hey, and we human beings with the most sophisticated brain, we say shalababa shakabra satabala baba baba. I'm going for deliverance. Deliverance? The boy is coming, you're going for deliverance. Look at the boy face and say, you ugly demon, get out. That's what you have to do. If you go for deliverance, when a boy comes, oh Lord, the spirit is willing, but the body is weak. That's what you say. You think nice boys are easy to stay away from? You think nice girls are easy to stay away from? Deliverance doesn't help. You have to think that. So if I allow myself to go, what will happen to me? I'm going to be like me grandmother and me mother and me auntie. Me won't be like that. Okay. Me won't be like that. Okay. Bye. Me get time with you. That is what happens. Not shut up, bra, shut up, ba ba ba. You see the text message coming. You say, Lord, let this text message disappear. I command this call to cease now. You call your phone. You know what? This guy worry me. Let me answer the phone, man. Let me just answer. Hello. Yeah, man. Why are you disturbing me, man? What? Tonight? Man, nah, I mean get time tonight. Bye. Oh, all right, okay. Tonight, only tonight, okay? You're already gone. Yeah, finish. When church over, I come in. Let me just. I ain't staying for long. I gonna sit by the gate. By the gate? By the gate? Oh. Satan has managed to get you closer, so you are gone. When Ham went to look at his father's nakedness, then when he woke up and they told him what Ham has done, the man was so angry. There were three of them. Why did he curse only Ham? Because of what he did. So there are causes to the curses and the things we go through. And I'm saying that you cannot dig your great grandmother's grave to find out what she went to the voodoo man to say. Voodoo man dead. Grandmother dead. Where are you going? Then somebody will come and say, let me read your hands. Say, your house is a dark house. You don't have to read my hand to tell me. I know me uncles by 30 years old, they all become drunkards. You don't have to read my hand to tell me, though. All my uncles at the age of 30, they start becoming drunkards. I need a palm reader to tell me that. If anything at all, I need help not to read my hand to tell me. Yeah. And as I see them becoming drunkards, you have to analyze, how did they become things like that? How do I avoid this? Is it the company? Is it the area we live? Is it this? Is it that? Is it what really made it? They say, oh, it looks to me like it's friends. It's liming. It's not finding nothing to do. Okay, so me, no matter what it is, I will work. I'll find something to do. That's how you neutralize this. It takes wisdom. Curses come without any problem. They come fully into people's lives. There are so many curses in the Bible. One of the curses in the Bible, as I'm preaching, comes to my mind is, when you sleep with your relative, you are cursed. Yeah. And in Ghana, you can easily have sex with your relative. Because families are not extended. We don't look beyond the immediate family. That's what some people try to do, reunion, so that they can know each other. You can easily sleep with your relative. Unknowingly. It's not your fault, because the families don't relate much. Just one or two families that, before I realize, it is only Sandy's funeral parlor that shows you that, hey, this girl in the church, we family. That girl you've been eyeing in the church is you family. It's a real thing. I've been in Ghana for 12 years, so I have a legal opinion. I always tell you this thing, that I have lived here for 12 years. It means that if I say something, my observations are not just they're real observations. It's something that, don't put it aside and say he doesn't know what he's talking about. You don't know what I'm talking about. You can easily marry, and the Bible says, if you sleep with a relative, you are cursed. Would you even know that you've slept with a relative? You don't even know. Unless one day there's a funeral at Sandy's, and then you go, and then lo and behold, James Bond. Hey, what are you doing here? And then you're eyeing him. You're asking yourself, what are you doing here? And when you get a chance to talk, you say, who's he to you? So, it's me, grandfather. You grandfather? He's me, grandfather, too. Yeah. Then you realize that when you were going to secondary school from 3, that you got this bi, that you skipped school a few times to go and have sex with a boy. Don't know that guy is your cousin. Why is it? That's a curse for those things. And I cannot deny that maybe even in the days of the slave trade, people slept with their relatives. Maybe it's very, very, very possible. Very, very possible. So now it is left with you and I to know that this thing that is happening, it has a legal right over my life. So I have to sit up. Let me tell you, all the guys, you see, time and time again, especially when I meet guys that I say, you know what, this guy, he can, God wants to do something with him. Sometimes when you meet them, you find out they didn't finish school. It has happened to me in this church several times. Nice guy, they come around, they're very serious with God. You see, God touches them, so now the niceness in them begins to come out. When you go back into their history, they didn't finish secondary school. It's true. They say, if they had finished, this year they are back, they are going to seminary. They have to like almost reverse time, go back, study and all kinds of things. Many guys after sixth form, after CXC, can't do nothing. Third form, look, they're taking a third form, fourth form, they're out. Let me close with this. There's a particular pastor who prayed for me to receive the Holy Ghost baptism many, many years ago. He was sharing his testimony. He said his wife died 6 times. All 6, he prayed for the woman and she came back to life. The 7th time, that was it. He heard about it 2 days later. So when he went, she was in the mortuary. Now, he was so angry with his wife that after the funeral, he could not preach anymore. He could not be a pastor anymore. So he migrated to Canada. And he said for many years as he was living in Canada, he could not forgive the wife. Because he explained that the Lord spoke to him personally. And he discussed with his wife, it's just like Adam and Eve, that the wife came from a royal family. I mean, black people, royal family. Igwe, eh? Family. And you know this African royal, these kings and chiefs, it's more idol. It's idols they worship. Right? All this tool, the king, everything. It's more idols than anything. And she was very close to the throne, very close to the person who was king, the queen mother. I think she was even next in line to be the queen or so. And when she died the first time, I think she said even the 3rd death or 4th death, they were in the house or so. When she didn't respond. She was dead. And the children were excited. So, daddy will bring mommy back to life. It's not a problem. They have seen it a few times. I mean, the man's testimony is wild. So he said God told him to tell his wife not to go to the family gatherings anymore. You should finish with the family gatherings. So anytime the family, the king or the queen mother is having a certain festival and all the family are coming together, he said, don't tell her not to go. So she was in school, like a CPCE kind of thing. A married woman, but she was at CPCE. Then there was a festival. Then she quietly sneaked out of school, took permission and went to the festival for the weekend. On her way back, you see, something that God had told the man to tell her not to do, she didn't listen. Went to the festival, went to do whatever they would do. And these festivals and things, normally it takes the food they eat for things to get into you. When you gather those things, I mean, if you are like that, your family is like that, it's the food and the drinks they prepare. That's where all those things are. I can tell you that. I can give you an example right in my church about this thing I'm talking about. Cry. And I'll tell you that before I close. That will be my last story. But that's I have plenty of stories, I tell you. So, when she was coming back, she was in this car. And he said, there was a big snake all of a sudden came on the road. So the driver was swerving. Was trying to, you know, swerve the car. And the car somersaulted. She was the only one who died in the car. The only one who died in the car. Only one who died. When the pastor heard about it, it was 2 days later. So already, he's not Jesus anymore. I mean, you can't bring somebody back from the dead after 2 days. So it was very, very, very bitter. Why would this thing happen to him? Because, you see, there was something in the family that he was told to not be part of. But she didn't listen. So the curse that is in the family actually killed her. But she was someone who loved these kind of, you know, this glorious royalty kind of things. Even in this church, one day, one of my church members went to a funeral. A family funeral. And I know one people in the family who don't like me. I know them. So I went to this funeral. And I think at the point I was something, and I made contact with this the individual, and then said, "Oh, we finished, so we are going to the family house too. Just do a little sit down and things." I said, "All right." I know that it was the same day or the next day. I think it was probably the same day. I think I was in the office and I heard somebody was looking for me. So I went, it was this person. And I said, "What's going on?" The person said, "I don't feel like myself." I said, "Oh, really? You've come to the right hospital. I'm a specialist in them things." I started praying. So I actually asked. Was it after the prayer? It was after the prayer. But I started praying for this person. And all of a sudden, a lady started speaking to me from this lady. The person I was talking to. A different voice. The voice told me, "We will get you." You were talking to me. "We will get you. We will get you. We came to warn you." I said, "Oh. Now, if you want to warn me, you know I'm right here on Freeman Street. Just come in and tell me, you know, I want to see that man there. I won't come warning. Just come and tell me you came to warn. Why do you?" So after I cast the spirit out, then I asked the individual, "What happened?" So when we went there, you know, we were eating and drinking and all of that. And, you know, of course, I mean, eating family, all eat and drink. I said, "That thing did not come on the person by accident. It's because there was a reason. The reason was the food." Curses and these things, they don't come. They just don't come. They come because legally you took them and put it in your stomach. It's your stomach, so you have to decide what goes in there. You have to be careful what you put inside your stomach. Stand to your feet tonight, please. Wow. I have too many stories for you. A curse, costless, will not come. There's no curse that has come that cannot go. That's the hope we have in Jesus. There's no curse. I said there's no curse that has come without a cause. Now, do you know the Bible says that if thou sleep with a mankind as with womankind, it's a curse? Should I break it down well? Ma, you are always smart. You always. You understand what I'm saying? The Bible says that if a man sleeps with mankind as with womankind, it's an abomination. It means that homosexualism is a curse. Why? Because God created the woman and he said, this is who you must do this thing with. And you are doing it with somebody else. So it's against what he's saying, and therefore there is something about it. If God wanted men to have sex with men, he would have created Adam and Steve. Not Eve, Steve. Don't you want to thank God for wisdom tonight? Wisdom to overcome. Wisdom to overtake. Wisdom to neutralize and to nullify. Let's thank God tonight for wisdom. Wisdom. If you are not sure, ask God for more wisdom tonight. Say, Lord, give me wisdom to see. Wisdom to escape. Wisdom to neutralize. Wisdom to avoid. Wisdom to prevent. Wisdom to resist. That which was upon my forefathers. That which was upon my uncle. That which was upon my auntie. That which was upon my mother. Wisdom, oh God. Wisdom, wisdom, wisdom. I pray for wisdom to escape. Strategies to avoid. Skills to prevent. In the name of Jesus. Thank God for wisdom. Thank God for wisdom tonight. Kebros kebre de mesika barababandas. Rabababa sete brebe bede mbede sete brebe. Maya andoromo kabas kata barababa. A curse costless shall not come. Whether it came with a cost or not, we are neutralizing them by wisdom in the name of Jesus. By the power in the blood of Jesus, I neutralize all the curses over your life, over your head, or any curse that is following you in the name of Jesus. Wisdom to break out of it, the power to get out of it, the power to soar above the curses, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Kabro sete berebe kabra sata barababa. Yes, it has happened before. You have seen it happen. It will not happen to you. You have seen it happen 3 times to 3 people in your family, but it shall not happen to you. Maybe in your family, people die a death that is shameful. People die a death that is not nice. People die in a death that is so horrible and shameful. And that shall not be your portion. I said, that shall not be your portion tonight. In the name of Jesus, by wisdom, and by the power of God, all those curses have been neutralized. In the name of Jesus. That power in that house, that money does not stay. You are eliminated. You have been taken out of that disease of money that doesn't stay in the family. You shall be rich. You will not be poor. You will not lack. You'll be wealthy. You will have more to eat and to spare. That curse is neutralized tonight in the name of Jesus. Kabro sete berebe kabra kabra satara baba. Lebro sete berebe kabra baba baba baba. Mayandere me kebre sete berebe bebe. Mama 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 sita baraba kabra baba. Lebro voso tobolo bo kabra baba baba. Rekete terebe kabra baba 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 baba. Rasa tabara baba kabra baba baba. Rebo voso voso kebre bere ya baba baba. Rasa tabara baba baba. Rakabara baba 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 baba. Resete bereme kabra baba baba. Rasa tabara baba baba. Wisdom and power, oh God. Wisdom and power. Wisdom and power for your people, oh God. Wisdom and power. In the name of Jesus. Wisdom and power. Labro sataraba. It shall not happen to them. That will not be their story. That will not be their case. Their case is different. Their case is different. In the name of Jesus. Lebro baba baba sike bereme. Kabra baba baba, rasa tabara baba baba, balose te berebe kebre se te berebe. Blessed be your name, O God.
Your mercy found me upon the broken road, lifting me beyond my failing into your glory. My sin and shame before, I'm forever yours. I'll stand in love, never to fall, to call you more than Lord, glorious friend. Now I throw my life upon all that you are, 'cause I know you gave it all for me. And when all else fails, my soul will dance with you, where the love lasts forever. I'll throw my life upon all that you are, and I know you gave it all for me. And when all else fails, my soul will dance with you, where the love lasts forever.
One more time.
Your mercy found me
upon that broken road,
upon the broken road, yeah, and lifted me beyond my failing into your glory. My sin and shame dissolve, and I'm forever yours. I'm standing in love, never to end. You call me more than Lord, glorious friend. Upon all that you are, 'cause I know you gave it all for me. When all else fails, my soul will dance with you, where the love lasts forever. Upon all that you are, 'cause I know you gave it all for me. And when all else fails, my soul will dance with you, when the love lasts forever with you. Where the light lasts forever, dance with you. Where the light lasts forever, with you.
Where the light lasts forever,
with you. Where the light lasts forever, and with you.
Father, tonight, thank you for every curse that is neutralized in your presence tonight. As we've been going and coming Tuesday after Tuesday since we started talking about the curses, any curse that is still remaining, any curse that is still lingering, I rebuke it in the name of Jesus. I rebuke it in the name of Jesus.
I declare that your people are above the curse, oh God. In the name of Jesus. The Lord is ministering to me about a particular game I had on my iPad a few years ago. And on that game, you see this guy, he was running. And he had to run over obstacles. One of the things that at the point you have to do is you have to try and maneuver for him to be flying. He has to rise. He doesn't have to walk. He has to rise up. He has to rise. And because on the ground where he was about to touch, there were explosives that will kind of explode for him to die. As we started singing, the Lord brought that game back to my mind, and he said that you are the one who is, you are not walking, you are soaring, because on the ground where you are walking, because of the traps and the curses and the bombs that are there, the Lord showed me that you have risen above that, and you are taking your steps in the air. You are rising. You are floating. You are not walking on the ground anymore, because that is where the traps are. But he has lifted your feet above the ground, and you are walking, and you are soaring. Then you are going further. You are going faster. This time they are going under. They are going under. You are above it. They cannot affect you anymore. They cannot touch you anymore. And that is what the Lord is saying to you tonight. You've risen above it. You are soaring above it. You are no more that person. It will not affect you anymore. I declare, I decree, in the name of Jesus. It is still working, but it's going under your feet. It's going under your feet. You are above it. It's looking for people, but it cannot find you. Because the Lord has elevated you, your steps. He has elevated your steps. He is causing you to float. Father, thank you. Let them float even right now. Even though their feet are on the ground now, but Lord, open their eyes. Let them see where you have raised them to. And even at this level, whatever will be fired towards them, I know they'll go higher again to avoid it. If it is high, they'll come lower so they can avoid it. That wisdom and ability is being given to you tonight. You're above it. You're above it. Not that it's not working. It will work, but it will not affect you. Because you are above every curse. Every curse. The raising of your feet is the neutralizing power to that curse, to that spirit, to that move that is not of God. Father, thank you for the covering over everyone tonight. If they eat any food, Lord, the food cannot affect them in the name of Jesus. Your word says that we shall eat poison in your name. The poison cannot affect us. If they step on anything that has been planned for them, the Bible says that serpents and scorpions, we shall trample over them and they shall not harm us. Lord, let that be their story.
Yes, Lord. Jesus. Oh, Jesus.
Every curse will be neutralized by the power of God
in the name of
upon
Jesus.
Your life. I give you praise. I give you praise, oh God, for the freedom, for the liberty. This is freedom indeed. This is freedom indeed, oh God. And this is your promise to us, your people. I bless you tonight. I honor you. Oh, thank you, Jesus. Father, every curse that is being introduced into any marriage, from whichever side, I stand and I block it now in the name of Jesus.
In the name of Jesus.
That which is a common occurrence in that home, marriages that are like that,
Jesus.
Not this one, not this marriage, I declare.
In the name of Jesus.
In the name of Jesus.
this love will last forever. I give you praise and I give you glory.
You are not saved. You are not born again. You want to go to heaven when you die. This is a prayer you must pray. Pray this prayer with me. Heavenly Father, I am a sinner. Forgive me of all my sins. Wash me with the blood of Jesus. I believe with all my heart that Jesus died for me. I believe God raised Jesus from the dead. And I believe Jesus is alive right now. Come into my heart, Lord Jesus, and make my heart your home. I believe that by this simple prayer, I have been saved from hell. My name is written in the book of life, and I am born again now. Thank you, Father, for saving my soul. In Jesus' name, amen.
We believe you have been blessed by the powerful teaching of God's word. For more information on the ministry of Bishop Collins, please call us on 592-231-0077 or email us at lciguyana@gmail.com. You can also log on to www.lighthousechapelguyana.org. God richly bless you.